episode number 303, Synergy Series Camaro Hitting Showrooms.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
You ready to go, man?
Oh, am I ever.
Number 303.
303.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, the title of the show this week is the Synergy Series Camaros Hitting Showrooms, and that they are. Because we got some pictures from one of our good friends, Eric Hall, over at Classic Chevrolet in Texas.
That's right.
And they were the first dealer in the country to receive a Synergy Series Camaro. Beautiful-looking car.
I tell you, if I was in the market for a Camaro right now, I would strongly consider that package.
Wow.
Most definitely the most appealing to me.
Yeah. What do you think of the spoiler?
That's probably the part that I'm not quite as hot on. Just because I'm a subtle sort of guy, you know. But
what do you think of the stripes?
At first, I didn't like it because it just different, but yeah. Then I started to like it because it's different.
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
Yeah, it
oh,
looks pretty
man.
Good.
How do you think that would look with cyber gray?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that'd look pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks like it's got the Heritage grille.
Yep, it's got ground effects, spoiler, red brake calipers, which yeah. Now we can finally confirm. Yes, that's what we saw on the assembly line.
Absolutely.
They're sliding some of the Synergy Series in there.
We got the red stitching on the seats.
It just looks nice. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to check this out. It's on the front page of CamaroZ28.com, and the pictures are still coming in because the picture on the front page, they didn't even have the wheels on it. I guess GM ships the wheels separately.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah. Yeah, it's neat. The Hurst shifter. I love the little emblem
Dude,
on the side.
I am still trying to get a hold of an OEM Hurst shifter, and every dealer I've talked to said it's still not available. However, somebody posted on our forum that said somebody in Pennsylvania was able to order it through their dealer and have it installed. So here's a call out to all dealers listening here. Can you get me an OEM Hurst shifter? Because none of the dealers I've talked to can.
Huh.
I don't know. I want one bad.
They do look cool.
Oh, they do.
I wonder, and to anybody who's driven one, how different is it? How much better is it?
Yeah.
I mean, it was
yeah.
worth it, or just, you know, I love the little emblem. I do. Yeah. It's cool stuff. So we got to thank Eric Hall, a.k.a. SS-Eric.
Yes.
On the message forum for providing those for him. Very, very
cool
stuff.
Yeah, we made that front page news, man. I'm going to link this up in the show notes as well.
Cool. Speaking of front page, our friend Klaus.
Klaus. I hear you had a meeting with Klaus.
Right after our last episode.
Oh, wow, how about that?
I was in the Detroit area, and I thought, you know, I'll give my good friend Scott, the F-Bod Father Settlemyer, a phone call just to see if I could take some up-close and personal shots of Klaus there, his export Camaro, because I wanted to see in person
these
differences. And it turns out he was about a mile away from me at that time, so we just met up at a quick one of the discount tire areas, actually the one that I always go to for my car, on Gratiot Avenue, just north of 14 Mile Road, if you're familiar with it, and took some pictures of it and really learned the differences. So I thought maybe we'd just take a couple minutes here in this episode and go through what the differences are.
Yes, in particular, this is the one I'm curious about most. Yeah. So you've got this picture here of the front of the car, and there's a close-up of the front bumper.
Yep.
And right below the headlight, right in front of it, there's like this little box. Is that...
It's a headlight washer.
That's what I thought it was. And I was like, why would you put a headlight washer on a Camaro?
It's required.
It's required in Europe, huh?
Yep. There's in the thread about Klaus. I feel weird calling him by name. I'm just, you know... I linked to a Wikipedia article that I found, entry that I found, where there's a European standard that mandates, because of grime and things, making the headlight beam as a glare more to the oncoming drivers. So that's why it's a requirement. So is a tow hook on the front and rear.
Tow hook, huh?
Yep. And so right above the driver's side, like above and towards the inboard area of the fog light on the the passenger side, there's a plate. And behind that plate is a tow hook.
Oh.
And the same goes for the rear, too. There has to be one on the back, above the passenger side exhaust tip.
Wow.
Yeah. So the most dramatic change is the taillights. And people say they look like Terminator glasses or Chuck Norris glasses or something like that. Or it's one of those things, just like about anything else with this damn car, is that when you see it in person, it does look better. I don't know if this one necessarily works. It's kind of neat because it's different. But the neat part is there's no reverse lights in the bumper. It's they had to move the reverse lights into the taillight.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah.
So are these just plain, are they just reflectors on the bottom here by the, like the rear diffuser?
Right.
Diffuser?
Just above the exhaust tips are reflectors, and they're like plastic molded. They're not just like, you know, reflective tape or anything. They're a real component that they had to develop. I think that may be a standard too, where they need reflectors down low.
Well, I see it has the rear backup sensors on the back here, too.
Yep.
Now, what's this little square?
That's another tow hook.
That's a tow hook.
Yep.
So that's the same as the front.
That's right.
Okay.
But you just pop that plate off, and behind it's a hook to pull it out.
Okay. That spoiler?
I think it's the same as the other ones. It looks pretty much the same. I haven't had them side by side, but I think it's the same. Wheel flares, like wheel well flares. I hope I can get my hands on some of those. I guess there's also a mandate where the wheel cannot exceed the width of the body, the outer tire. So they had to put these little plastic extra little, about an inch wide, not even, to make sure that it's the tire doesn't stick out too far.
Yeah.
And then the mirrors, the side mirrors with the turn signals built right into them.
That's nice. I like those.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But the mirror, look how huge the mirror is, though. It's like as big as a paperback book. like a big one. We're talking like a, it's bigger than a VHS tape. It's,
really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of something that's, it's like, it's huge. It looks like clown ears. I don't know what to tell you.
Wow.
And that's also
You got
mandatory.
Some pretty good picks, though, man.
Yeah, I just grabbed him and said, and Scott was telling me what things do, and he's only going to have it for a little while, so. Because
it's going to head over to Europe?
I don't know where it's going to go. Oh, under the hood is an extra piece of ECM that says export only, and then some sort of strange wire that we found that we couldn't even figure out what it does on the driver's side. The interior things are measured differently, like Celsius instead of Fahrenheit, and kilometers, and, you know, just kind of subtle differences. I didn't get to look at the OnStar to what the mirror looked like.
I meant to look at that.
I was too busy trying to check other things out. But
I noticed that they put the Pirelli Scorpion
winter
tires on it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Is that standard?
I don't know.
Or is that just for the CTF vehicles?
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. I wouldn't be surprised if it's standard over there, just because of all the other safety issues that they have.
You were really wearing an orange shirt, weren't you?
That's the thing, is we just, you and I got done working out, and I picked the wrong day to wear a bright orange shirt, because you can see it in every shot in the reflections. But it's a good-looking car.
It's definitely a good-looking car. I've always loved that color blue.
Oh, it looks incredible on that, too. So, you know, like we said, Chris, you're going to link this up in the show notes as well. And,
no, absolutely.
You guys can kind of follow along as we talk about these things. I wanted to drive it, but then again, at the same time, I didn't want to drive it.
Was it a stick or an automatic?
It was a stick.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't. I'd feel weird if I wrecked it. I'd never hear the end of it. So I'm sure it's just like any other Camaro.
That would be a good front page article. First European export Camaro wrecked in the U.S.
And a picture of me going,
holding
my head like, oh, boy. So fortunately, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, so thanks to Scott Settlemyer for letting me take a
awesome
closer
picks,
look at
buddy.
That, and we're glad to share him with you folks, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So moving on here. So we're at episode 303, and at the end of last week's episode 302, I thought, you know, the 302 was an engine.
Yeah, it was.
You know, so why don't we're a little late, but we'll, you know, talk about the 302 engine here real quick. It debuted in the 1967 Camaro, and it had 290 horsepower in the V8 block casting for the 302 cubic inch engine. Is a 389-2657.
Oh.
And I got this courtesy of our friend, the Camaro White Book.
Yeah. Everybody should own a copy of this book.
You can pick yours up by going to CamaroZ28.com/whitebook.
Yes.
It takes you right to the source.
Love it.
That's not a paid advertisement.
Yeah. Yeah. So, let's do something we haven't done in a really, really long time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I tell you what, I'll say this like you want. Look up, see what you got up there.
It's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
Okay. You ready for a little digital homogeny?
It's been so long since we've been at least a year or two
it
since
has
we've
to
done
be.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's pick a site of the week that we haven't, or site of the year.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we haven't done this in a long time.
So who's it going to be?
It's going to be the New York 5th Gen Club.
Got to be those
you
guys.
You know, we met these guys over at the BBOMG, and these guys epitomize the word enthusiast. They're extremely enthusiastic about Camaro. And what better way than to talk about their website?
Yeah, these guys are great.
Choose them as our website of the week.
They're out there trying to grow their club and grow the Camaro community, and they're doing a damn fine job of it, too. Plus, they're just good guys to hang out with.
Yeah.
So what's their web address here? NY5thGen.com. The new breed. They got some cool shirts coming out, too.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Just a good bunch of guys. So Mike and the rest of the team over there at New York 5th Gen, hey, how you doing? No, that's Jersey.
Yeah.
Is that Jersey? I don't know. All right, Sparky, tough guy. This one's to you, man. New NY5thGen.com.
Awesome.
Cool. All right. I guess, what do you want to do next? Email?
Yeah, let's do an email. Let's move into that portion of our show.
What do we got?
Okay, we got this email in. This comes to us from Mr. Bear Z28, Richard Bear. Hey guys, Bear here. I've been wanting to shoot a voicemail over, but now it's Sunday and still haven't gotten around to it. Anyways, I was just going to write for a big thank you for the SLP gift certificate. I agree there are some good entries as well, and I was surprised at the outcome. I will be getting the SLP Power Flow mufflers, and I'll even call in with a Sound Club to compare. Ooh, that should be
perfect. Interesting.
Yeah,
keep it going. Yeah.
And about the 5th Gen, I was thinking this past week that the majority of the changes for this style will most likely be restricted to trim/RPO changes, options, or powertrain. I think GM has designed themselves into the proverbial corner. The only way to do any changes to the F body or to the body of the car would involve a complete restructuring of the vehicle. Remember the stereo debacle? Or is that something to do with the dash where Jason mentioned that in order for them to do this, they would have to completely restructure the entire inside layout of the car? Well, I'm thinking that's what the body style is stuck with. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Any major changes would spur a sixth generation of Camaro, maybe 2018 or 2019. How can they possibly change this chassis and setup? Thanks again. Sorry for the long write. Hope to hear it on the podcast today. Mr. Bear Z28.
There you go.
All right.
Interesting points of view on that.
It is.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think GM probably knows what's going on here. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're always in a planning phase. Always. They have to be.
That's right.
You know? For any generation of a car, I'm sure as soon as the 2010 was launched, or before it was even launched, the 6th Gen was already being considered and being planned. You have to have a strategic plan in place.
Business case, yeah.
So, although I don't know. I mean, he said that any changes to the body would involve a complete restructuring of the vehicle. Well, you know what? Some people have done this, and we've seen this at SEMA.
Uh-huh.
There's some wild ass designs for the 5th generation Camaro.
Yeah.
So, I mean, never say never. And anybody can do anything if they put their mind to it.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks a lot for that, Bear.
Yeah.
It got me really thinking.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So, we like to get emails and voicemails and things like that. So, here's how to do it.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, we've only got one voicemail this week, so right. Here we go.
Fire it.
Hey, Jason. Hey, Chris. How you doing? This is Jason out here in the West Coast, San Francisco Bay Area. Thought I'd give you guys a jingle. Here we go on 2 weeks after Oshawa event, and I'm already having withdrawals being a first timer. Thought I'd give you guys a call and let you guys know it was great meeting you during the Oshawa event, and just all the great people. I mean, meeting Mike Judge and meeting Jeff Buckham. and just all the great BBOMG people and all the money and the donations, all the stuff that went to the kids. And you know, for me being a future Camaro owner, it was a trip of a lifetime, and it's actually changed my life. So I'm, if you haven't heard, I'm probably guys know by now, but I posted, I'm starting at sf5thgen.com, which is the Bay Area's fifth generation website that should be up, and I'm getting some help from Mike from New York Fifth Gen. And that's what I love about the group. Everybody's just so helpful, and everybody likes to work together. It's just a great group of people. But wanted to get a chance to call in, and been listening to the podcast, enjoyed the show, and I hope everything's going well for you guys, all right? That's about it. Once again, it's Jason signing off, man. So I'll see you guys on the web later. Bye, guys.
All right, cool. Jason,
cool
good
to hear
from you,
yeah,
man.
Very cool. We hung out with him quite a bit there.
Yeah, at the BBOMG.
At the event, yeah. Cool stuff, man. He really laid it out there, too.
Yeah. Future Camaro owner.
That's right.
I asked him if he's going to get a ZL1.
What'd he say?
I don't think so. Oh. Actually, he's a current Mustang owner.
Oh, he did say that, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a GT500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look at that.
Look at that. He's going to switch to the Camaro.
What do you know?
Awesome. Thanks hey, for calling
thanks,
in, Jason.
Thanks
man.
A lot, buddy. Yeah. Let's do this. Speaking of, you know, BBOMG and the event and everything, we were having some fun. We were giving people like 30-second to 1-minute interviews.
Yes.
And so what we're going to do is once a week, and well, until we run out of them, but gosh, we must have gotten 10 or 15 of them at least.
I think so.
Of just quick little interviews with just somebody there at the event. And so let me just pull one of these up right now.
Okay.
And tell me your name and where you're from.
I'm Tim Scott. I'm from East Lansing, Michigan.
And what kind of Camaro do you have?
2LT RJT 2010.
What makes it special?
It's a great car. I also have the Transformers badging done on it. I did it up like Cliff Jumper.
And that's what you call it, right?
Yes.
Okay, now here's another question for you. What does Camaro mean to you?
Camaraderie and friendship.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Perfect. Awesome. We did a bunch of these during the BBOMG and you know, the Chevrolet Homecoming event.
I kind of like ambushed people.
Yeah.
Stuck my iPhone
some
in their face.
Some people didn't like it.
That's okay. It was all
some
fun.
Some people just went with it. Like,
yeah.
Like good old Tim there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. He was the first one, and I got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, about 10 or 12 of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
So they were pretty cool. Some of them were a little longer than others. Some of them, one apparently went for 27 minutes. So I think I forgot to stop it. So I can only imagine what that sounds like.
So if you listeners out there were at the BBOMG and had Jason or myself stick a iPhone 4 in your face and ask you questions, listen and to a near show because you could be on it.
Cool.
All right, something else we haven't done in a while. App messages.
Oh, yeah.
I always forget about these, and I just checked them, and yep, people are still sending in messages through our iPhone, iPad Touch, iPod Touch, your iPad app that we have.
iWorld app, yeah. Download it in iTunes.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and read these. Okay, so someone sent us a picture.
What is it?
It's a fifth gen with green.
Is that Slimer?
I don't think
so. Is it
so.
A New York plate?
No.
No.
And the car's not green either.
Oh. Green headlights, huh?
Yeah.
Neat.
Someone sent us a picture of a Celine S7.
Nice, thanks. guess, but...
Whatever. TFF. What does that mean? TFF.
I don't know.
But it's a picture of a red fifth gen. Thank you.
What's this guy have to say?
This is a third gen.
Nice.
Beautiful looking third gen.
Nice
here.
Burgundy with silver...
This is my 1987 Camaro Z28. I had this car since 1988. I did some work on it, but almost everything is original at this point. I'm 47 years old, and I will enjoy my Camaro for the rest of my life. Thanks,
wow.
Luke.
Very cool. Thanks Luke. For writing in, cool. Luke. Thanks for downloading the our iPhone app pad yeah. touch app.
The next message says, I love you guys.
We love you, too.
Yeah.
Was that Joanne?
2010 SS. So it looks like either a cyber gray. Yeah, I think it
looks like it. Yeah.
With Lambo doors.
Lambo doors. Yeah. Saw a few of those at the event.
Yeah.
They're pretty neat. They're definitely unique, but they almost look like it's difficult to get in and out of.
Ooh, look at this car. I don't know.
Export?
Look at that.
No, it's got the normal mirrors. Stuff,
but it's got a weird plate on it.
Huh. Nothing, no
it
message?
Says, it says, I hope to join you guys too.
Well, you're more than welcome. Anything else?
I love the Camaro ZL1 with a picture of the Camaro ZL1.
Nice, okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Chugged.
Chugged?
Whatever that means. Hi.
Hi.
Here's another, I think this is the last message. Hey, I have a 1995 Camaro with a stock V6 3.4 liter engine, and I was curious, how much horsepower do I have? Lance Myers.
Okay, Lance. Guess what I still happen to have in my hand here?
The Camaro White Book.
The Camaro White Book. What year was that, 95?
1995. Yeah.
95?
3.4 liter V6.
Here we go. What am I looking at here? Well, V8 was 275.
Yeah.
Where does it say? Well, it's the L32 V6, 207 cubic inches. I'm looking for horsepower. I'm not finding it. 200 horsepower.
200 even.
Yep. The 200 for 1995 facts, a 200 horsepower V6 RPO L36 was optional with base coupes and convertibles, available in 1995 with automatic only and not available early.
Oh. So this is a later 95 model.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neat. Cool. Well, there you go. It's that easy.
Yeah.
I love having this book around.
Oh, I know. So go ahead. If you send us a message, just let you know it is a one-way message. We can read it. We cannot respond unless we read it on the show.
That's right. We can't respond directly.
Listen.
So, oh, boy, is that it for our show this week?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Action-packed, man.
Yeah, very cool. It looks like it's going to be a decent rest of the weekend, too, so I'm going to get out there and get ready for Camaro Superfest.
Next week.
Next week.
I hope all of you listeners in the area, either the Metro Detroit area, maybe Ohio, Illinois.
The Great Lakes area.
Yeah. If you can come up. Do it.
Yeah.
You will
cool
have
event.
A great time, and there's always a good parking lot party afterwards, too, in the hotel.
Uh-huh. That's right. And just head over to CamaroSuperfest.com for information on it if you don't already know.
That's right. Beers are on you.
That's right. We'll see you then.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.